Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. And as always, I have the best guests. And I have invited back again Madeline Gerwick to join us. She is that business astrologer that gives us the best answers ever and that we all like. And I get so many of you guys writing me saying, OMG, was she fabulous, and you loved her information. So on my website, knowthename.com, on the schedule page, if you go to the January 16th on that calendar, it will give you how to get a hold of Madeline, her bio, everything I'm saying about her, her contact information, so that you don't have to worry about writing it down now because you know how to go to knowthename.com in the schedule page. Just remember it's the 16th, it's tonight, and you've got it right there. Now, Madeline, for those of you who don't know her, you know, you are so lucky to get introduced to her tonight. Madeline Gerwick is internationally recognized and certified astrologer specializing in business, economic, and personal astrology. She has a BA degree with honors in economics, many years in the industrial sales and marketing, and she's listed in several Who's Who's books, including Who's Who's in the World and Who's Who's in America. Her unique combination of credentials makes her an in-demand speaker regarding economic conditions and business trends. She consults with individuals and businesses of all sizes to guide them to higher levels of prosperity by working in harmony with the universe. Now, Ms. Gerwick is heard weekly on a broadcast that all that information, not weekly, it's monthly, sorry, on a broadcast so that the first Friday of every month, you can also hear what she has to say. I rarely miss those. I think they are incredible. All that information is also on my website, so you don't have to take notes right now. Okay. And while working in business, she observed the synchronicity of astrology cycles associated with sales, project development, marketing, manufacturing, purchasing, legal issues, travel contacts, and more. Now, her combined experience in both astrology and business led her to the development of the guide, this Polaris guide that is so cool. It's for everybody who does not know astrology but wants to have the benefit as if they knew astrology, so you can tell which each day's energy is like, because every day is not created equally. The energies are different. And you can just look at her guides and say, hey, are we going to have a good result today? Is today going to be challenging? Do I want to start this new today or not? Even though it's the best thing out there until you get your own private reading done. Now, Madeline co-authored The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology and The Pocket Idiot's Guide to Horoscopes, both published by Alpha Books. Okay. And she has also contributed to the business anthology, Einstein's Business, Engaging Soul, Imagination, and Excellence in the Workplace. She served on two boards of the Washington State Astrological Association and is a past member of the Board of Trustees for the Kepler College of Astrological Arts and Sciences. I could keep going on, but we all know we just want her on the show already. So welcome, Madeline, to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you inviting me.
Oh, always a pleasure to have you here with us. I am so excited. You know, so many things we have heard about 2020. And the year of 2020. And depending on who you're listening to, this is going to be a great year, or this is going to be the year from, you know, the other side of the continent where it's just awful. Okay. So we're either going to be digging ourselves out of holes or we're going to be flying high like the eagles. So as an overall view, how do you see 2020?
Okay. This year is extremely important. There's not been a year like this probably in hundreds of thousands of years, if not a million years. We have at least 5 to 6 cycles going on that haven't occurred in hundreds of years. And that they're all occurring in 1 year is extremely significant. So things can happen this year that have never occurred, and I really mean that. So in terms of whether it's a great year or a terrible year, it depends on how you use the energies. That's it, and it's always dependent on whether you believe the glass is half full or half empty. So this year does have a lot of retrogrades of the personal planets, so there's a lot of rethinking going on, especially once we get to May. So if you have new starts that need to be done, they should be done early in the year. Pretty much you really need to get them done, probably no later than the middle of April. And after that, it's pretty rough for new starts because it's either rough cycles or it's a lot of retrograde and rethinking. So it's very hard to start things, new companies, launch products and services, launch websites and things like that when it's kind of in the mode of you ought to be rethinking. and it's rethinking not just our usual of Mercury retrograde, which we always get three times a year, but it's rethinking relationships and money, which is Venus retrograde. That'll be from like the 13th of May, and then we run into Mercury retrograde at the end, tail end of that, and we don't get out of that mess until somewhere in July. and then we have some rough months, and then we start Mars retrograde. So, and we don't finish that, and then Mercury retrograde until after the election in November. So it is a rougher year in terms of new starts, but because we have these very unusual cycles, extremely unusual, one of them hasn't occurred since 1235. Another one occurred in 1518. Another one occurred in the 1700s, you see. So you have highly unusual cycles all happening at the same time, which provide the opportunity for some incredible changes to occur. So if I were the cabal, I probably wouldn't be too happy with this year, but if I were a patriot, I might be pretty happy with this year.
So okay,
it depends on your perspective. Right.
We get those two extremes. Our first guest, let me give you her information.
Okay.
Our first call-in, and then I'm going to go back because I have a slew of questions for you, Madeline.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Was born on August 10th of 1953.
Okay, now first, can you just give me some initials here?
S-M.
S-M, okay.
And it's 18.
And August 8th?
August 10th.
Oh, 10th, okay.
Okay, of 1953. In Gardner, Kansas, she was born. And at 3:47 in the morning. And I am using initials tonight, everybody, because unfortunately identity theft is out there and I want to protect people. So I'm not using names. I'm only using initials. So we have SM on. And I want to say welcome to Know the Name. Nice to have you. What's your question for Madeline?
Can I ask quickly what the location was again?
Uh-huh. Gardner, Kansas.
Kansas. Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, we're ready for you, SM.
Okay, I was wondering about health, and if you don't get anything there, just a general information.
Oh, okay. Okay, mm-hmm. It looks like you are in the process of doing some kind of healing work this year. Have you had a health issue?
Yes.
Okay, because it looks like it's starting to dissipate and that the healing process is getting started.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's just now coming into range. So over the next month and a half, you should notice that quite a bit more than perhaps what you notice it right now.
Well, that sounds like really good news.
What was that?
I said that sounds like really good news.
Yes, I hope it is good news.
Yes, right? I think so. Yes.
Yeah. You know, it looks like you have two cycles for healing going on. So, you know, I mean, unless you do something to aggravated again. It looks like you're on the healing side, the mending side. Yeah, did you break anything or anything like that? Or
I had surgery years ago that is causing me some problems now.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And it seems that doing some yoga has been the best thing to be helpful.
Oh, interesting.
So
Well, that's interesting because
to know
one of
that
these cycles is about activity, helping you to heal.
Okay.
Yeah. Activity or pioneering types of, methodologies would help.
Well, I just like the idea that it shows in your chart that you're going to get well, and at least that's a whole lot better, even if it takes a month and a half, than it is the other direction around.
Definitely.
Great. Thank you for calling in. Always appreciate our callers. If you would like to call into the show and ask Madeline a question, our number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And I have a question for you before I get to the next caller online. So, whose first initial is B, and then her middle name starts with an A. So I'm just going to call her BA. She'll be coming on next after this question. Madeline, when you're looking at 2020, we're also hearing a lot that people are concerned about Trump's health and whether he's going to have a scare, the number of times we hear that somebody's trying to kill him is getting ridiculous. And how do you see this year for him?
Well, first of all, I just want to tell you that Trump in his birth chart is protected. And he's also was completely protected in his inauguration chart. So, the idea that they could kill him is, I think, impossible. I don't see any possibility that they could do that. He's protected in ways I've never seen a president protected. Energetically, when I'm looking at his chart, even the chart of just the USA chart shows protection for the president. And I've never seen this level of protection for any president before. So I certainly appreciate the fact that he's under constant attack, but there are actually a lot of people praying for Trump. And he's protected energetically that way too. So I just feel like he's fine. He's not going to give up. That guy's a warrior. He's strong. So I'm not concerned that he's going to have some kind of terrible incident. I don't think that's even possible. I would be shocked if anything could happen to him.
Okay, now whether we're for or against whoever president is in, I never like to see something happen to them.
Right.
So I'm happy to hear that. So okay. B.A., you are N. Ready. She was born December 4th, 1956, in Norfolk, Nebraska.
Where was that?
It's just like Norfolk, Virginia, but she's in Nebraska.
Norfolk, F-O-L-K.
Uh-huh. I'm
okay.
Sorry, I pronounced it like they do in Virginia.
Okay, and what time was she born?
Okay, at 2:15 in the afternoon.
2:15 p.m.
Yes.
Okay,
so welcome, B.A. Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. What can Madeline do for you today?
I guess I didn't know I was supposed to have a question. I just thought she'd know me from...
there's a lot in the chart, so usually it helps if you have a particular area you want me to look at.
Okay, well, I do have two home-based businesses.
Okay.
And I'm just curious about relationships also. I have three sons. One of them is married. And so, and I am married also. So just kind of curious.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, first of all, on your business, you're in a year now where, and maybe this will last a little bit longer than a year, but maybe 13 months, that you're really in a high promotion year or high growth year. So anything you can do now to promote your business is going to big time help you. And you have help, in terms from the universe, helping you, provide you opportunities that will help you grow and expand your business. And right now is a really, really, really good time for you to be doing that. So if you...
It's a good time to call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right now is a really, really good time for you to do that. So anything that you, what kind of business do you have?
Well, I have one business that I do, Crown and Bridge. You know, I work for a dentist.
Oh, okay.
And then my other one is a home-based product. I mean, I sell, well, okay, can I name drop?
It's go right ahead. Thank you for asking first, though.
If you know what that is.
Now, what was
it's
that?
Cleaning with Norwex, N-O-R-W-E-X. It's micro. It's cleaning mostly with microfiber and water. It's reducing chemicals in our homes.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Very nice. So
that's very good.
BA, send me information on that, and I will look into it. And if I find it of value, I will be glad to add that to my newsletter so other people listening can also know what to look for. All right?
Yes.
Yeah, and either of those could expand. Either one. I mean, if you're, you know, if you have your own lab, I mean, that could expand. Or if you want to expand the product, either one could expand.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that where we're economically based. So
yeah.
So speaking, yeah. Thank you so much for calling in, BA. Always happy to have call-ins. Again, if you would like to call in, the number is 888-627-6008. For those of you that are on hold, I appreciate your patience. My goal is to ask a question between every call-in. So my question this time is, Madeline, when you're looking at the economics for this year, so many people have said you better get gold now because our money's going to crash. Others have said, no, it's just a reset. You'll be inconvenienced for a while. Others are saying, oh, y'all full of garbage. You know, what do you see?
Okay, that's actually a very good question. I really do recommend gold and silver because the dollar will change, and it looks like it's changing this year, and it could change very soon. My best guess is it's either going to change between now and the middle of February, or it'll change at the end of March. But that, I think, is the latest it'll change. And once it changes, it's going to change to a metal-backed currency, and it will probably change to a U.S. Treasury note instead of Federal Reserve notes because, you know, we pay a huge amount of debt, a huge amount of money to the Federal Reserve for renting us our money. So that's the first thing, is we have to stop renting our money from the Fed. That really was an illegal setup for way too long, since 1913. So when they do this, the price of gold will shoot up overnight. Right now, gold is at right around 1550. It went up to 1600, you know, momentarily. But they, you know, you have to realize the cabal worked really, really hard to get the price down, because once it's above 1525, the price of gold really has nothing to stop it from increasing by 5 to 8 times. So it's very easy. At the point where they announce the new currency, the price of gold will shoot up overnight to 10 or 12,000, you know, maybe more. But wherever it goes to, it's going to be there. You know, it's not going to go up and down and all this other stuff. No, it's going to be there. It might change within $50 now and then, but it's not going to go up and down like it has been for the last 20 years. So if you want to buy gold and benefit from that, now's the time to do it. And you
okay,
can
so let
buy,
me put a plug
yeah.
in for just a minute.
Okay.
I have looked at all kinds of companies that sell gold or that can change your IRA into gold.
Yeah.
So that could help boost your IRA. And the one that I recommend is Noble Gold, and they're out of Pasadena, California. Noble Gold. Okay, keep going,
yeah.
Madeline.
Yeah, and they are a good company. The other thing is that we're not going to have a crash, because you better believe these guys have been working like dogs night and day trying to get this problem fixed. And it's very, very close to crashing. I will tell you that for sure. It's very close to crashing. So you better know they are working like crazy to get this fixed. And they are going to fix it. And they're going to release humanitarian funds, and the debt levels will go away, and for, you know, sovereign debt levels at least. And
now, what do you mean by sovereign debt levels?
Well, the U.S. has $23 trillion in debt, and other countries have, you know, large amounts compared to their economies, and so those are all going to go away. All of them are going to go away. And they will, and then everyone will have asset-backed currencies, and the economy that we have right now, it will be changed because the financial system will change for the better.
So do you think personal debt, can that just magically disappear too?
I don't think it will disappear in the sense of everybody will have a debt jubilee, but I do think there will be some assistance for people to reduce their debt. But it's not going to be like all your debt is going to go away. I don't think that's it. But I do think that there will be some debt assistance to get the debt levels down. But it won't be, you know, oh, you owe $100,000. Well, here you are. You know, I don't think that's going to work. But they might give you a certain, they might, you know, they might assist you with a certain amount of months to help you get your debt levels to a something that's more manageable. You see.
Okay.
So but I, you know, I mean, I'm not privy to those decisions, as you might imagine.
I wish.
So yeah. So I don't know the details of that, but that's my sense of it. You see that? Yeah, they're probably going to help us, you know, to some extent. But I'll tell you what really helps us is when you get rid of the federal debt, you see, and you're not diverting, you know, billions and trillions of dollars every single day. It's, you know, billions of dollars in interest, you see, for the debt. And you're not diverting that money away from schools and roads and and health care and all these other things. Then your tax levels will go down because they won't be in debt up to their eyeballs. So your tax levels should go down, and you should have better infrastructure, better health care, better education, all those things that you hope the government can provide, but which, you know, they're pretty stretched to do much under the current situation.
Okay. Our next caller, initials are AKS, and born on August 5th of 1962. She was born in Grove City, Pennsylvania, at 8:45 in the morning. So, welcome, AKS.
Hello.
Okay, hi, there we go.
Hi, I'm sorry, I'm at the zoo, and I just stepped into the bathroom, and they're doing a hair dryer, and I have to get out of that noise. Okay.
Yes, hey, yes, we heard that. What's your quickie question for Madeline?
I wanted to get clear on where is my best good fortune for doing work. I'm just burnt out, and I really don't physically have the strength to do massage work anymore, and I love food, and I'm not grooving in life.
So, are you asking for a location, like astrocartography?
Yeah, no, I think she's asking for what type of work, aren't you?
Yeah, like what are my really good ways to make money? Because my body just doesn't function the way it used to do massage. So the way I do massage, you know, I walk on people, I do, you know, knees and elbows, but it's not the kind of massage people want. And I can maybe do one a month. When I do it, I mess up my knees and my wrist really bad. And they aren't healing as well as I want them to.
Okay. So, Madeline, what do you suggest by her chart? Where does it say her gifts are?
Okay. So, so one of the ways that you do make money is in health care, but I would consider something different. Yeah, you know, something that is perhaps more... do you have some interest in having some kind of... or learning some methodology where you might do emotional health care?
You know, I love to share food wisdom. I love, 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 love food. I just love to help inspire people. And, you know,
And that could be a good way to nurture people and heal them at the same time. You know, so you might look into that kind of a path, you see, where how can you nurture and heal people at the same time? And also to help them emotionally heal, because pretty much it's been proven that, you know, severe injuries and issues are related to an emotional trauma that occurred right before the injury occurred. If you could combine those things together, I think you would have a great path.
And you know what, too? Yeah. Good massage therapists always know other good massage therapists, so you can recommend others.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, so you could say, here's a whole layout pattern for what you want to do, and here are good people that can help you. Because I know that because of everybody I know that's so talented and whatever, people call me all the time and say, do you know a good astrologer? And I give them out Madeline's number. Or do you know a good medical intuitive? You know, do you know a good whatever? And so we can, you know, share and say, yes, this person's really good at that. And because they're coming to us for our services, they also trust that we're going to know other good people that can do, you know, helpful things also.
And another possibility is that you could learn how to be a medical intuitive if you were interested in that.
A medical intuitive?
Yeah. But you might apply it to how to nurture people in a healthy and healing way, you see. You might put those pieces together.
Yeah.
Okay, so AKS, I know somebody that is a medical intuitive that helps other people learn how to do that. If you're interested, email me, and I'll be happy to pass along that information. In fact, she's going to be a guest in April.
You guys are a joy. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. GB is next, and GB was born on September 2nd of 1964.
Okay, slow down a little bit.
Sorry about that.
And tell me your time next.
Oh, okay, 1:34 p.m.
Okay, and now the location.
Okay, in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I love Hershey, Pennsylvania.
I've never been there, but of course it sounds very cool, right?
But it is cool, and the founders that really built it up and have a school there for underprivileged kids, and it's just, the whole city is just incredible. Anyway, GB, what's your question for Madeline?
Hi. Madeline, I was just wondering what I've got in store relationally, especially with my wife. A whole bunch has been going on.
Her what?
I said a whole bunch has been going on, and I could really use some insight.
Oh, okay. In terms of the relationship with your wife. Okay, let me see what's happening here with your wife. Okay, well, right at the moment, it looks like she's undergoing a little bit of maybe anger or upset or frustration, anxiety. Those are things that can be happening, but that should dissipate in maybe about a week or so. Long term, I'm just looking to see what might be impacting her.
Yeah, I guess
she has.
I guess more.
Go ahead.
You know, more in the next few months.
Okay. Right now, she does have a good cycle, and so do you, related to expansion and growth and change, sort of unexpected change. Both of you have kind of very similar cycles that way. So is there some type of change that you're planning? Are you moving or something like that, or changing your career or...
No, she filed for a separation a few weeks back.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, wow. I was going to say that's what I was getting is he wants to know if they're going to be able to patch it up or is it going to follow through to a divorce. Would that be more cleared for you, GB?
Yeah, that's pretty much. Yeah, I didn't want to load it up too much. But one thing I'm a little bit surprised about is, you know, you're saying it's kind of like I give you my information, but not hers.
Well, right. Well, she shows up in your chart. She shows up in your chart. Now, are you, and so that's probably why these cycles are hitting both of you at the same time, because that's a cycle. I mean, you know, if you're separating. Let me put it this way. You have a cycle that's occurring now that is helpful for healing. But if I were you,
it's happening right now.
Yeah, it's happening right now.
And the healing.
And so let me just make a couple of suggestions for a situation like that. It would probably be extremely helpful if you would have a gratitude meeting. So if you could each agree at some point to have this meeting where you bring together for each person brings maybe 5 or 6 different items or more if you agree on a different number of what you appreciated about the other person and or the relationship itself and why that was important to you. The why is very important, so you can't forget that. And then, you know, each person, you know, one person starts and it goes back and forth so that you give, each person gives one and then so forth. And it's a very healing process. The other thing you can do with this is because it looks like you might go through the separation and then possibly heal out of it, you see. So one thing that is useful is if you do an emotional freedom and healing release, it will release, and I can refer you to somebody who's skilled in this. It's best if you do it together because then you can both release out negative emotions related to separation and divorce and kind of, you know, our society always sees it as a failure. And it's not always a failure. I don't want people to see a divorce that way. So if you email me, I'll refer you to somebody who can do that for you if you're interested. But if you do both of those things, a lot of the hurt and the anger and the all the negative emotions will be released. You'll be able to heal and move forward in a different way, and you would be able to transform the relationship into something that is improved.
Right. Right. Okay. Cool.
So those are the things I would look for.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I wish you the best. I wish you the best.
All right.
Because I think anytime there's a challenge in that regards in a relationship, it seems to affect everything else until that one settles down.
Yep. It does.
You know, so I wish you the best. And if you want to email me, GB, your name, full name with the middle name, because I was playing with it here and I thought, I don't have a middle name, I can't do anything. With your wife's, at the first show of every month, I get on and do names, and I'll be glad to give you both hints on what needs to occur too. Okay?
Oh, cool. All righty. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, GB.
Yeah. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was good insight, Madeline. You know, I think we all should know things like that. Okay, our next guest is A.T., and she was born on August 4th, 1966, at 7:45 p.m.
Okay, hang on 1 second. I had a a glitch here. Okay, 7, what was it, 45?
7:45 p.m.
P.m., okay.
And she was born in Canada, and I'm going to spell the name of the city because it's a French name, and I know I'll slaughter it.
Okay.
So it's La, L-A. I can do that part.
Okay.
And then it's M-A-L-B-A-I-E.
Yeah. And whereabouts is that in Canada?
Pretty good.
Oh, my God.
So, A.T., welcome. And welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. And how do you pronounce that city's name?
It's La Malbaie. It's in Quebec, Canada.
Okay, now, can you spell it again for me? N-A-L?
It's M, like Mary.
M-A-L. Thank you. Okay.
Uh-huh. And then
all right,
V-A-L-E.
That might work better.
Okay.
That works. Okay. That's much better. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So, Lamalbe, Lamalbaie. It's a small town.
Yes, it came up. It came up.
It came up. That's all that counts is that you can get it on your computer.
Yeah.
Okay. So, A.T., what would you like to know? What's your question?
Oh, business-wise, what do you see for me at this moment and for this year?
Okay, now.
What is it?
Are you self-employed or do you work for a company?
Well, I've been referred many times by agencies, most of the times, yeah. I have a few agencies that have been placing me pretty good, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're, what kind of work do you do?
She's a baby
caretaker.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. And you're wondering if you're going to have some placements. Is that kind of the question?
Is this going to continue in the same lines, or is there something different for me, or is it going to be very busy or not very busy? What do you think?
Okay. Well, I was just looking to see here. It looks like things are needing to be in balance this year. And so was it super busy last year, or was it super slow?
Oh, yes. Busy. Like around the clock. One job at night, one job during the day. Yeah, it's been going very busy the last year or so, the last few years, yeah.
Well, I mean, I it looks like you still have the busyness, but that there is some effort here to kind of slow it down a little bit so it's not quite so intense.
It is not at all right now. I'm in between jobs. So
you're in between.
Is it going to come back?
Yeah. Well, you still have... there's still more to come, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, there's still more to come.
I'm super good at it, and they call me the baby whisperer. I love it. And I just, you know, I have been managing, and there's more to come, you see, in that area?
Yeah.
Should I do something? Should I keep going with it?
Well, you are skilled at it, and so I think, you know, you seem to have a good reputation for it. If you're not busy enough, then you could possibly get set up with some more agencies, possibly. But you know, it seems like
right
a good.
Not busy at all right now. I'm redoing my feng shui. I'm going to do a major decluttering in my home and straighten up everything so that the energy gets sparkle again.
Good. Well, okay. So by Bagua, you know, the career area is. Like if you were standing at the front door.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
And it's
and
in the center there. Right?
Let her finish, AT.
Yeah. So you know, do what you can to energize that area as long as it's clean.
Yeah.
Right?
But do you see something else I should do? Or is it's going
to
kick
looks
again?
It looks like
or?
You have plenty of assistance coming. It might not be there just this minute, but it's very, very close.
Okay. Hang in there, keep doing the feng shui.
Yeah,
and
it,
then
it looks like you have plenty of assistance coming, yeah. Yeah, I think you're
okay,
going to
awesome.
Be this year. Yeah.
Madeline, I have a question on her behalf, on AT's behalf.
Sure.
Do you see her moving out of her current location this year? Is that something easy to look at or not?
Well, she does have a cycle where there could be a change in the home. But it looks like it might be happening now rather than later. Are you thinking about moving?
No, actually, I'm thinking of, I don't know. I feel like I'm just getting everything into being pristine again, energetically.
Okay.
So if a move is here, then it'd be so much easier to move out But if not, it will be, you know, it's a plus. It's a win-win.
Right, right.
You know, when
yeah. Well, the other way that sometimes happen is somebody else might move in with you.
That's not going to happen.
Okay. In that case, I think you're getting everything, in Ordnung, as we say in German. getting it in order, and that's probably what the changes are that you're going through.
Yeah,
it's not impossible to move, but you know you're not required to move. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I feel. Yeah.
So.
Okay, yeah. You got your answers, AT. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, ES, you are up next. Again, if you would like to ask a question of Madeline, the phone number here is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. ES was born on May 23rd, 1972 at 12:07 a.m.
Okay. Yep.
And in Big Spring, Texas.
Big Spring, Texas?
Yep.
All right.
At least those words I can pronounce.
Right on.
Okay. ES, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. What question would you like to ask Madeline?
Yes, Madeline. How are you doing this evening?
Great.
I got myself into a real... Cool. I got myself into a real heck of a pickle. Basically, I'm looking at facing down an addiction and at the same time trying to find a new place to live and trying to do that before all this stuff shows up on my, credit report or financial records or whatever. And so I'm kind of, that's basically my biggest concern at the moment.
Okay, now I want to just tell you that your cycles are perfect for handling this. You're undergoing what I would call redefining your identity and transforming your identity at the same time. That doesn't happen very often to people to get those together, but it's happening now.
Hmm.
And as you're going through this process, you see you're actually set up for being able to successfully make that transformation and change your situation in a positive way. And pretty much I'd have to say when those two guys get together, Saturn and Pluto, that's pretty much the end of the line for things that are unsustainable or out of integrity. Mm-hmm. See, so it's really a positive situation for you. Now, the situation about moving, let's see.
Mainly finding another place that I can be peaceful with and that's convenient and so forth and so on. So.
Right. I was just looking to see what kind of cycles your Venus has, because that's kind of the ruler of your home area. But you also have Mercury and the Sun in that area. So the Mercury part is getting some good cycles. So I think probably within about 2 weeks, to maybe 3 weeks, you should find this place. It looks looks like you could find this place, within 2 to 3 weeks. It might take a little bit longer, but ideally you would find it before Mercury goes retrograde. I think that's on February 16th. It slows down a little before that, so maybe by the 12th or 10th or 11th, something like that, it'll slow down. If you focus on it, I think you can find the right place here. It's in range.
Oh, believe me, I'm very focused on it.
I bet you are.
That's my number one priority, pretty quickly.
Yeah, now this is in range right now. And I want to mention to you that Jupiter is going to come into your first house, which is tremendously great for healing any issues. So these three planets together, they're going to help you heal this whole situation, transform your life and your identity.
Well, and I want to say, E.S., you're doing a lot in that direction right now of healing your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're doing a lot in that direction. And so, you know, I think you've been following what the inner urge has been for all those activities that you've set up for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I mean, you're right on spot with what your astrology says.
Right. Yeah. You're following the timing that you're being sort of urged to do. So yeah, it looks to me all you really need to do is keep on doing it. You know what I mean? You just need to keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Yahoo! Good news. Thanks for calling in. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Madeline, you were saying how Venus goes retrograde. And I read somewhere, don't ask me where, but when I was reading about astrology, it said that when Venus goes retrograde, those marriages have a lot harder time staying together, and there are a lot more divorces if you get married during a Venus retrograde. And what's your take on that, since we've got one of those coming up?
So marriages or relationships, it doesn't have to be a marriage. Relationships that are in trouble get reconsidered during Venus retrograde, and you know, if the couple decides that, hey, you know, we just don't want to keep doing this anymore, we don't want to try or whatever, then there are more separations, and more people will decide to either separate or divorce during Venus retrograde. But a relationship that's on strong turf is not going to be negatively impacted by Venus being retrograde. Getting married during Venus retrograde, I usually will not recommend a date during Venus retrograde for a marriage. However, if two people have been married before and they're getting married again, and there's really good aspects to Venus, it can work.
So you're saying married before to each other, or just
no,
to somebody
just
else?
To somebody else. Yeah, just that they've been married before, they're getting married again. You see, so
okay.
So it can work in certain specific situations, but there's that requirement, and also Venus has to be in pretty good condition, and of course she's already in a negative condition by being retrograde, so it has to be a good set of aspects to overcome that. But it does happen, and so it's not necessarily that you're going to break up by getting married during Venus retrograde. It depends on the situation and the other aspects to Venus when it happens. But, you know, that's pretty much the way life in general is, right? There's always exceptions to everything, right?
Hopefully, right? Because everybody
nothing's ever absolute. There's nothing ever that's absolute, right?
Exactly. So I want to squeeze in, if we can, one last caller, and her initials are M.K.,
okay.
She was born 10/27/1953, so October 27th, 1953, at 9 p.m.
Exactly, huh? Okay.
Yeah, my mom always said I was born exactly at 5 p.m., but I've had it an astrologer years and years ago retro that back.
Rectify that.
You rectify that? Anyway,
okay.
And she was born in Albany, New York.
Okay.
See, I like all these names I can pronounce.
Yeah, that's easier,
anyway,
isn't it?
MK, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. What's your question for Madeline?
My husband recently passed away, so I just want to know what the future is.
Who passed away?
Her husband.
My gosh. I'm so sorry to hear that.
So, MK, are you asking, like, is there another relationship that's coming? Is that primarily
No. Just
in general.
Just in general, because it was just really a shock.
Oh, I bet it was. Madeline, you've only got like 2 minutes.
Okay.
What can we give her in 2 minutes?
Well, you know, you're undergoing a fairly stressful situation at this time, and it's going to get better, but it's going to take, give yourself a few more weeks, a month, 2 months. I mean, don't try and push it, you see. It will get better. You will have an unexpected opportunity show up, and it will probably feel like it's out of the blue. So, but I also want to mention that sometimes when these things happen, that it's like you may think that something bad has happened, but something good will come out of it. And so, don't try and judge a situation in advance. Just see what the universe is trying to bring you, and keep your focus on what you want. It's hard when you're grieving. So, try and do something for yourself every day, something that makes you feel good, so that you can raise your vibration, so that those opportunities can show up and help you.
Okay, does that help, MK?
Not really. I was looking for something a little different, but...
Like, in what direction?
Okay. I just miss him a lot.
I know. Would you send me your information, please, on my website at write to me at info@knowthename.com? I would like to talk with you more, and we're running out of time now, so I can't do it on air. All right? I'd appreciate that,
okay.
MK. Okay. Our guest tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Madeline, thank you for being with us. All of you, you could hear what Madeline was doing. She knows the nitty-gritty. She can really give you wonderful suggestions looking at that astrology chart. And you're right. She does know you when she looks at that chart. You can reach her at PolarisBusinessGuides.com. Again, it is PolarisBusinessGuides.com. And again, if you don't have anything to write it down with, it's always on my website. It is on the schedule page, knowthename.com/schedule. Go to the 16th tonight. Just click on radio show. You've got all the information, lots of different ways of contacting Madeline. And I would really suggest that you look at her Polaris guidebook. I find it absolutely incredible. I have ordered it now for, I want to say, like 10 or 12 years. I've given it as gifts. It is the most remarkable thing out there, and I absolutely love it. And Madeline, thank you so much. We'll need to have you back on.
Oh, you're welcome. And can I quickly say that I'll have my What's Up in 2020 talk up online next week, so that if anybody wants to purchase that, it'll be online on my store probably by early part of next week. I'm going to give that talk in Seattle on Sunday, so probably by Tuesday it'll be up on the website.
Fabulous. I got that last year, everybody, her What's Up for 2019. It's a wonderful overview of the year and what you can expect, so I'm looking forward to your doing again a What's Up on 2020. Also, she has this remarkable newsletter that comes out quite frequently, but I really like those Polaris business guides. Get yourself
an The Good Timing Guide.
The Good Timing Guide. I just love that. Get yourselves an appointment, guys. You will absolutely be pleased and so glad that you have. Again, this is Sharon Lynn Wyeth, host of Know the Name, Know the Answers, signing off.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories, and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.